Welcome to the Eric Tate Show podcast, the daily show where I discuss news, nonsense, and my personal adventures. Oh my gosh. Now, the delay has nothing to do with the discomfort I feel in my throat. The delay has to do with, it's boring. It doesn't matter. Just know that I'm here. I'm here, and when I dream queer. Welcome to you. My throat is on fire. So I suspect I'll be able to be at about 70% power. Maybe less. Not fun. Took some medicine, hoping for the best. Staying away from people. Yeah, I learned my lesson. Keep it low key if you're sick. Ryan writes, and I'm a little unnerved by this. Your voice is extra sex today. Yeah, do I objectify you like that? You sick bastard. God. Anyway, welcome. Got an email from someone. Now, typically, when you get emails like this, it's like, okay, it's somebody trying to scam you. Sometimes you'll see, hey, boy, I really love your takes on the world, the news, nonsense, and your personal adventures. I'd like to see if I could interest you in letting me edit your podcast for just $300 an episode. It's like some type of way they like try to get in on your good side by saying something nice about you, and then they try to sell you something. It happens all the time. I get these all the time. Excuse me. So I'm sitting here getting ready for the show, and somebody follows me on Twitter. And it's like, well, that's weird, because no one ever follows me on Twitter. And two of them back to back. Cali Wally. It's either Cali Wally or Cali Wally. And then another one. Just Wants Dark Chocolate M&Ms followed me. At AUS Dark Chalk MMMS. AUS, I think, stands for Australia. I only say that because a short time later, I got an email. Australia and the Eric Zane podcast. Hey, Eric, my name is Cal. I'm from Melbourne, Australia. Me and my friend recently discovered your channel through the YouTube recommendations and ended up falling in love with the channel. Me and my friend Mitch would love to chat with you sometime about Australia and the differences between life down under and Michigan and many other things. Keep up the good work, mate. Signed, Cal and Mitch. This doesn't seem like a scam to me. It seems like someone from a faraway place discovered the show. And that's exciting to me. Those are the types of things. When you're as low on the totem pole in the entertainment world as I am, individual emails from people is enough to put wind in my sails. I'm not even kidding. Sounds terribly sad, but that's the state of the union here. All right. Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate you being part of the show. Welcome. I remember, I was reminded of something that I read last week, and I was reminded because the multi-talented Amanda sent me a trailer for this, so I was reminded of it. Excuse me, hang on. Oh my God, this is gonna be a grind, but I mean, I feel good other than the fire burning my throat. And the congestion in my face. There's a documentary that's coming out about the Jared Fogle pedophilia thing. Or child porno. And I haven't yet seen the trailer, so I'm going to watch it for the first time with you. Amanda says, no, this is already on episode 3, so this is available for you to watch right now. And Ryan says, is that the subway guy? Yes. Nikki says, I watched it Sunday. Well, what I didn't know about, because if someone came up to me and said, tell me what you know about Jared Fogle, I would say, well, it was a guy on, he was a big spokesperson for Subway because he lost a bunch of weight eating Subway sandwiches. And then got caught with child porno, and that's it. That's all I'd be able to tell you. But I was reading an article about this exact special. First of all, you should know that somewhere in my bins of stuff down in the basement, there's a picture with me and Jared from Subway holding the pants. The pants that he used to wear because he was so fucking fat. He's serving a prison term right now. I met him when I worked in Knoxville, Tennessee, before the shit hit the fan a few years ago. But the way this goes is there was a dude who got even more time than Jared. Jared and the wife of the dude and Jared are the three idiots. I don't know how they knew each other. We'll get to that later. I don't want to spoil everything. But what I do know is that, and I'd never heard about this. The mother of two girls and her husband, which is the stepdad of these two women. And this documentary focuses on a lot of these two young women as they try to pick up the pieces of their life from when they were kids and this horrible thing happened to them. The mom and the stepdad like groomed the kids to do things that they shouldn't be doing and taking pictures of them and hidden cameras. And then they would sell those online to people unknowing to those kids. And, I think the stepdad brought it up to somebody and said, hey, he tried to peddle some of the porno to someone he knew. Hang on. And that led to someone blowing the whistle on them. But that's the one who got the biggest sentence was the mom. Stand by. Holy shit, am I having a tough time. So I want to check out this trailer to this documentary. I think it's on Discovery Plus. That's what I was told. No, that's not it. I think that's it. Okay, hang on a second.
The story you are about to hear sounds crazy, but I can promise you it is all true.
It says in 2000, Jared Fogle hired to be a spokesperson for a national fast food chain. He became a pop culture sensation, inspiring thousands of people. All the while hiding a dangerous secret, it says.
Jared Fogle went from a nobody to a somebody. He became an icon.
He helps children all around the world. He's someone you could look up to.
As a journalist, I came to know Jared Fogle better than anyone.
There were cameras all throughout the house.
Those are the two girls that were photographed.
I had evidence of Jared saying what he wanted to do.
He was an active pedophile. I didn't know where it would lead me. I just wanted to find out the truth.
Rochelle said, Jared from Subway wants to see pictures of my kids naked. And if I don't, he's going to kill me.
What?
He needed to be stopped. That's when I became an undercover asset for the FBI.
Oh, yes. Yes. All right. I don't even know if I get Discovery Plus. If I don't, I must. Oh, God. You know, what is it about people that do terrible things to kids? Like this example. Like, before this all came to light, you would take one look at Jared Fogle and you think, just a former fat guy nerd. No big deal. And now you take one look at him and it's like, well, of course he's a pedophile. Look at that guy. Shit. So thank you for sending that along. Thank you for the reminder. All right. Moving on. I need to tell you the story of Kenyan Senator Gloria Orwoba. This is a tough one. Because you're going to see something that's pretty gross. So let me just tell you ahead of time. If the sight of a woman wearing a white pants suit and starting her period so that there's blood all over her private part of the pants, if that is going to gross you out, well, that's what's next. She's a politician, senator in Kenya. And I guess it's her turn to speak. She comes walking in to the chamber like this. With blood right there. And I mean, this is some heavy flow. And she said she was doing this to prove a point. Now, when I saw this, and well, it's got to be, her point is that women don't have access in Kenya to the necessary sanitation, like women's products. Stevie asks, is she a free bleeder? I don't know. Is that a term? Is that what people do? Like, whatever. I mean, it looks like someone hit her in the crotch with a hatchet. It's ugly. And frankly, if I'm working on the floor of the chambers in Kenya and she walks in and says, I demand that we make menstruation products free to everyone, I'd be like, you got it. Here, take all the money in my wallet for starters. Yes, I don't want to see this. I don't want anything to do with this. Okay. I'm on board. But I don't think that's what she was trying to do. I think she wanted to make it okay to just bleed through your clothes. Now, they ended up throwing her out, and she's like, well, this is discrimination. This is discrimination. You can't do this. Senator Gloria Orwoba attended a Senate sitting with a white pants suit that was blood-like, that was stained with blood. She said, oh, no, it wasn't planned. She said it was just a natural accident. Well, they ended up throwing her out. And then that, you know, that opens up the floodgate. She's like, oh, my God, this is terrible. Excuse me. Hang on. Oh, my God. She attended the session. Trousers had period stains. After she was thrown out, she claimed she was on her menstrual cycle, which was why her white trousers were stained. Well, I mean, it's obvious she was on her menstrual cycle. She says, unfortunately, I've been kicked out because I'm on my period and we're not supposed to show our periods when we're on our period. So that's her big take. She's taking a hard and fast stance. I should be able to let you know that I'm on my period. However, a statement by the Parliament of Kenya said the senator today walked to Parliament precincts with a blood-stained white suit to demonstrate the ordeal girls and women go through experiencing their menstrual cycle. The nominated senator is also said to have given notice of motion on free sanitary towels ending period poverty. All right, so I guess there is some method to the madness, because that would work in my mind. The motion seeks to facilitate provisions of feminine hygiene products in all public schools, ensure all schools that don't have bathrooms that facilitate privacy, cleanliness, blah, blah, blah. All right, great. Another senator lectured Senator Gloria Orwoba for wearing stained pants. And I think this is a great, great way to describe it. Because, you know, it's one thing. You see, she was like, look, we know girls are suffering because of the challenges of poverty due to menstruation. But at the same time, we also have Kenyans who are suffering because they don't have toilets. So are you going to expect a male senator to come in having defecated on himself and walking in to show people that they don't have toilets? Would you tolerate him? You cannot, he said. Orwoba was sent away. In addition to wanting sanitary napkins being available, she wants so that if this does happen, it should be like no big deal. She's trying to reduce stigma. Like, it'd be no big deal, she's saying, if you just happen to be walking down the street and see someone wearing white pants with blood on them. She's trying to, like, change the culture. But there is no culture on the planet that is going to be anything but grossed out if some chick is walking down the street with this happening. About the only thing it'll do is if you're a person who has pants with blood on them, is convinced whoever's seeing it that you are, in fact, experiencing the worst poverty ever. Because if it's me, I would choose sanitary napkins over food. I don't want anybody to see that I'm bleeding. Jesus. I love the idea that the guy said, well, look, if I shit my pants and went in here, would you allow that to happen? Of course you wouldn't, for fuck's sake. But I do think that there is some method to the madness, and I would work tirelessly to keep that from happening again. Yes, sure. Stretch your neck out. Walked in with blood on your pants. I'm going to give you some credit for that one. You will get what you want, so we don't have to see that shit again. A male colleague accused her of faking the accident, to which she replied in a local media interview that everyone would rather think it's a prank, because if it is a prank, then it's acting, and that way it doesn't exist in the real world. Yet our girls are suffering. I think, yes. This is, yesterday was National Women's Day, and I think this is National Women's Month. I think the whole month is for women. So, hey, I think this needs to be moved to the tip top of the list. Front burner material. All women need to have access. It's, you know how, like, when COVID hit, or whenever there's a war, you know, the automobile factories are made to make tanks. Or when COVID hit, they like rushed everything to get a vaccine made. We need to mobilize the country and the world to make sure that all women have these products. If they can send me free COVID tests, they can send a fucking lifetime supply of sanitary napkins or tampons to women throughout the world. This needs to be front burner on the agenda. My God. Sam the Jew describes this senator. What kind of animal does that? Blue State Rob says, forget weapons to Ukraine. Brown and red pants to every impoverished country now. Cole says, ban all white pants, period. My God. Call of Duty is going to take a lot of Tide to wash that out. I don't know why she ruined the pants. She could have easily just stuck her hand in there and said, this is for you, and then flung it at him. NW980 says, speaking of this, did you see the Orlando women's soccer team change their shorts to dark blue just for this reason? Somewhere in Hollywood, Robert De Niro has a huge boner. I don't get it. Kenny says, why are people so freaked out that this happens at all? I don't know. I mean, well, it is. It's kind of gross. That's why. You know? I mean, think about it. Is it any more or less gross than like shit in pants? I think it's about on the same level. Yes, you're right. It is a part of life that women have to deal with every month. But typically, though, with the right feminine products, we don't have to worry about it. They don't have to worry about it. They don't have to ruin their clothes. They don't have to risk the embarrassment. You know, that's very, very important. Kenny says it's not that big of a deal. Well, all right. I think it is. I would not go down on a woman who's having a period. Corey writes, clearly it's God's punishment for taking the apple. All right. Moving on. For you folks that are getting the show on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, it's time for you to go. Get the rest of the show, twitch.tv/Eric Zane Live. Either on your desktop, laptop, or download the Twitch app, search Eric Zane Live, all one word, and follow the page. You can subscribe and get the show, minus commercials, link it up to your Amazon Prime account. Or drop a few bucks my way, and you can get it that way. Or not, doesn't matter. Thank you. As always, the audio podcast is available wherever you download shows. Just search out Eric Zane Show Podcast, and there it is. Subscribe, rate, and review to it. Send me an email on the Shoreliner Striping inbox, eric@ericzaneshow.com. And I have a Patreon. More podcasting each and every day. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. So I'll send you all on your way. Twitch and Facebook brought to you by Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, and Twitter brought to you by Blue Frost IT. The show, The Voice, is back. This happened the other day. Might have been yesterday, even. They were talking about this at on the Today Show today.
For our coaches, right now, we have an artist backstage preparing for the biggest performance of their entire life. You're not going to want to miss this.
Ladies and gentlemen, our next artist is entering now.
So that's, hold on a second. What's her name? Christina Applegate? No. Taylor Swift. What is her name? Blonde girl. She won American Idol. Kelly Ripa. No. What is her name again? Carrie Underwood. That's Carrie Underwood right there.
Kelly Clarkson. Kelly Clarkston. Clarkston or Clarkson? You got Kelly. You got, what's the country guy? Derek Smalls. Dwight Yoakam. He's married to the chick from No Doubt. What's his name? And then the other two, I don't know. Blake Shelton. Okay. They can't see who is about to sing. I don't know who that is. And I don't know who the black guy is. Ice-T? Ha, ha. Okay. You turn around. The guy turns around and you and I see who it is. But Dwight Yoakam, Carrie Underwood, and the other two don't know that this is Jimmy Fallon. Okay, so he's singing a song that Michael McDonald sang. And he's singing it like he's Michael McDonald. Okay? Jimmy Fallon is a mimic. I think obviously he can sing, but he's a very good mimic when it comes to doing famous people singing. Now he's doing his dumb Jimmy Fallon dancing, and then Carrie Underwood and the other guy realize it's him. Ice-T turns his chair. He walks up to Shelton's chair and hits his button for him.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I knew. You can't do that. Come on. Hey! I had to. You know? You broke the rules. Hi, everybody. I love you. I'm across the parking lot doing our show, That's My Jam, and I texted Carson, I said, I gotta come over and say, hey, buddy, 23 seasons, congratulations, you're a legend.
Thank you, buddy.
23 seasons, is that right?
No, I congratulations.
I was like, I know what's going on, no way I'm hitting my button.
Yeah, you know exactly, good to see you, brother.
I knew it was you straight away.
You did? You knew it was me straight away.
I thought you were Michael McDonald.
I turned first. You're on my team.
Yeah, I'm on Kelly's team. I'm on Kelly's team right there. Thank you for turning around.
You're welcome.
The thing I like about Michael McDonald is that I don't have to memorize any of the words.
That's funny. If you're Michael McDonald, you're like, shut up. Fuck you.
I can do all the songs. I'll see you guys soon. I'll see you on the show.
I'll see you in a sec, Jimmy.
The best.
See you, buddy.
Bye, guys.
That's pretty fun. I don't know. I'm easily entertained today. He does a great Neil Young. This is Blake's last season. Jimmy in Portland, Maine, says he hung out with Michael McDonald. Corey thinks he might have been lip syncing. I don't know. Who knows? All right. I want them to bring out, you know, they should do that with more famous people. Like if he was still alive today, they should bring out like fucking Charles Manson and have him sing something like that. Somebody, you, Jared Fogle, you could be Criminal The Voice. The Voice Criminals. O.J. Simpson, Jared Fogle. Charles Manson, any serial killer. Okay, you can tell I'm on medicine today. My energy is low, and I suck. That's what I'm telling you. All right. I have a video that I want to share with you. It is described as, who's at fault? I think this happened somewhere in, I don't know. Doesn't matter where it happened. It might be in Wyoming. Red car is going to stop because a three-legged dog, of all things, is in the road. Person stops the car so that the dog moves. Motorcycle comes riding up behind the car. And, well, something terrible happens. And I don't know how this fucking happened. This is so unbelievable. Okay, check this out. See, this guy's like, oh, yeah, I got to stop because there's a three-legged dog here. And then look at this dude in the other lane who then he gets in the lane of the red car. Look at He hits the back of the VW and goes flying over the handlebars, does this crazy flip and hits, and then his ass hits the windshield and he goes through the windshield. Oh my God. Yeah, I'm pretty sure this is not Wyoming. Holy shit, is that awesome! Oh my God. Extra points for the landing. Dog takes off. So there's a cop in this story. This guy, he says that, believe it or not, in addition to the dude riding the motorcycle, getting a ticket, that the car, the guy driving the car, is also going to get a ticket. You cannot stop on a green, even if there's a dog. Oh, my God. How the fuck can you be riding a motorcycle and not see a stopped car in front of you? Unless you're like asleep while you're riding the motorcycle? What? Oh, my God. This is so ridiculous. All right. Thank you very much for being a part of Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Listener supported ad free Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. For $5 or $10 a month, you get all that podcasting. Plenty more. 11 bonus. 11 shows? Is it? Wait. You got 5 Patreon bonuses. You got the Lost Zane recordings. That's 2 of those. 7. Smarter Than a Former Drug Dealer Trivia. That's 8. The Insane Asylum. 9. Ben and Eric. 10. And Who Are These Zanes? 11. 11 bonus shows a week on Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Try it out for 1 month. See if you like it. And if you do, there you go. You can convert it to a yearly and I'll knock 10% off of the cost. Thank you to A&E Heating and Cooling. Joe Martinez, an absolute savior for folks. If you have an issue, need some scheduled maintenance taken care of on the furnace or the air conditioner, call Joe Martinez, 616-516-8579. For A&E Heating and Cooling. Also, get on a regular schedule with Joe, because when it comes time to turn on the air conditioner, you got to have that thing serviced before you get started. And then in the wintertime, of course, the furnace too. Get those things tuned up before you start using them. Keeps them around longer. And they run more efficiently. 616-516-8579. Still time to reach out to the Tax Hobbit if you've been putting off getting your taxes done. There is help on the way. Reach out to Troy Ginzer, the Tax Hobbit, the Gins, at 616-301-9516. That's 616-301-9516. For Tag Accounting. Doesn't matter where you live in the audience, too. Where in the U.S.? You can do a tax return for anybody, no matter where you are in the U.S. 616-301-9516. Oh, my God. Hey, look, I cannot be accused of not playing hurt. I'm not really hurt. I just feel like fuck. But damn it, you need something to listen to every day. No matter what, get out there and podcast. There have been times I've taken a day off when I felt worse. If I feel much worse, then I will chill. Today is not that day, though, damn it. Today is not that day. Let's see. Nikki writes, icky subway jerk. If you have the Investigation Discovery Channel, the episodes are on Friday night, 9 to 12. Or Sunday morning, 6 to 9. Something more interesting to watch than going to church. I think this is only a 3-episode thing. I was glad they showed them all at once instead of a 3-week saga. About Jared Fogle. Speaking of church, I got my eyes set on 2 of them. The one is a totally gay church. They even have the Jesus fish with rainbow colors. Hudsonville Congregational United Church of Christ. Jesus didn't turn people away, neither do we. United Church of Christ. Well, to be fair, the Catholic Church doesn't turn people away. They just discriminate. No, you cannot get married here. No, you, depending on the church, depending on the pastor, some will not allow you to have communion. And I've been getting a lot of, where is this coming from, Eric? And I go, well, it's actually been brewing for quite some time. I've been thinking about this for years. The hypocritical nature of that is a deal breaker. And plus, there's a number of other things that percolating in my brain, too involved to get into as to why this has happened. But if you know me, if you've been listening to me for any amount of time, I very rarely stay set in my ways. When I'm introduced to new information, that does have an impact on your old pal Eric Zane. I'm not one of these, well, this is the way it is, and I'm not changing my mind, and you can't change my mind because I'm a stupid old fuck. No. And then those wacky Episcopalians. The Episcopalian, I don't even know. I'm so out of the loop. I don't know if I call it a mass or a service or what, but the Episcopalians are similar the way the order of things that happen when you go to worship than compared to like Catholics. So I don't know yet. I went so far as to look at videos of what happens. Like you can watch a service online at this Hudsonville Congregational United Church of Christ. Can you imagine if they said, yeah, we know we said Jesus didn't turn people away. Neither do we. But you're kind of a fuckhead. We don't know if we can allow this to happen. All right. Tiger Woods is in deep shit again. I had no idea that he had been with this chick for 11 years. Is that right? Her name is Erica Herman. No, 6 years. The split from his ex-girlfriend is way nastier, according to TMZ, and potentially more expensive for him than we thought. TMZ Sports has learned that she's suing Tiger for $30 million. Oh, claiming he cooked up a scheme to toss her out of their home. Hang on. They broke up in the fall. They'd been living together in his Hobie Sound home in Florida for 6 years, during which time Erica says she performed valuable services for Tiger in exchange for living there rent-free. I'm not sure what the services are. She admits she doesn't have that in writing, but refers to an oral tenancy agreement, which was supposed to last 5 more years after their split. About that breakup, Erica claims Tiger's people convinced her to pack a suitcase last fall for a short vacation without Tiger and drove her to the airport. Once they got at the airport, she was told she'd been locked out of the house and could not go back. Oh, no. Okay, this is her. That's him, obviously. Here they are, 7-2-22. Here they are, 7-12-22, the happy couple. In the documents, Erica alleges one of Tiger's lawyers even met her at the airport with a proposal to resolve any outstanding issues between Tiger and her. She also claims they confiscated more than $40,000 in cash she had at the house. By the way, look at this dude's house. Oh, my God. Fuck. Look at that place. He's got not only a regular pool, but he has a lane. He has a lap lane. Look at that house. God. She's suing Tiger's Trust, the title holder on the house, for $30 million because she claims that that's the reasonable rental value of Tiger's house for the 5 remaining years on their oral agreement. Tiger's Trust filed docs in response to the suit and said Tiger had broken up with her and asked her to leave the home, which she shares with his two kids. The trust denies there was ever an oral agreement about her living in the home and said Tiger's team says she was only there as his girlfriend. Basically, once the relationship ended, so did her right to live there. Here's the other thing. She's also asking a judge to declare the non-disclosure agreement she signed unenforceable. She says federal laws allows her to speak out in cases involving sexual misconduct or harassment, but so far she hasn't specified what he allegedly did. So she wants to sing. And if federal law is, as they indicate, if there was sexual misconduct, then that would throw out the NDA. But I guess she would have to prove to someone, convince them that that happened, thus getting it thrown out. And then everybody's going to want to talk to this chick who I've already forgotten her name. Erica Herman. Oh, boy. This is going to be messy. And great. Are you kidding me? Jesus. What a mess. This guy's horrible with women, man. You know, seriously. You can go ahead and say, you know, talk about how great of a golfer he was or is, and everybody loves Tiger, you know, time heals all wounds. Nobody gives a shit about what he did to his ex. What the hell was her name again? The Dutch chick. Blonde. Elan? She's beautiful. Nobody cares about that anymore. They all just love Tiger. But say what you want. That fucker's horrible with women. You're not so fucking great. You know, I'm a great husband. Do you remember when Greg used to say that? Greg used to say on the radio, I'm a great husband. Oh, my God. That was so ugly. Hobbings and I used to murder that dude whenever he would announce that he is a great husband. Guess who's checking in? Look at this. Ladies and gentlemen, Crazy Ashley, daughter of a hair band lead singer, says, at any regular Joe, unlike you, who's amazing with women. Ladies and gentlemen, a celebrity is amongst us. Crazy Ashley is here. All right. I want to get into this deal with Chad Zumok. And then I want to bring Carl in from Who Are These Podcasts. Now, if you recall, years ago, I started busting Zumok's balls on Who Are These Podcasts. Chad did some fucking thing on his show saying, yeah, who's this Eric Zane? I used to have the clip of him saying, some guy named Eric Zane is attacking me. Well, Carl put Chad on. It wasn't that great. And I ripped Chad a new one. No big deal. And then over time, he kind of, Chad wore out his welcome with Carl. And Carl turned on him. Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. So now shit Chad says is regularly featured on Who Are These Podcasts. Maureen says, what about Kyle from Dumpster Divers? He's going to be at 9:30 today. A little late on. I know it's been several weeks that he's been at 9:30, but he is coming up. I had to get Carl in at 9. But so Carl's turned on Chad, and Chad was once a guy who was regularly on Anthony Cumia's show on Compound Media, but he's always kind of been quite hostile to him, but Anthony would put him on and it would be stupid. But now it's gotten much more sinister. And he's like, Chad is at war with everyone. He's at war with Carl. He's at war with Anthony Cumia, all the people that contribute shows to Compound Media. He's at war with them. He's at war with this another podcaster named Aaron Imholt from the Steel Toe Morning Show, who's doing his show right now and somewhere in Minnesota. And he's at war with everybody. And so with this as a backdrop, Chad is trying to say that he went out for a walk at 11 o'clock the other night and someone punched him in the face. A couple guys attacked him and said, don't fuck with Cumia. So he went live on a quote unquote emergency edition of his podcast.
What I do every day, I do everything. I walk around my neighborhood and then I get jumped at 11:30. This evening.
Okay, now, if you can't see this, you'll have to click on the link. His right eye has been punched shut. So, or something happened to it that it is closed.
Two dudes. You know what they said? Don't fuck with Cumia. Look at this, motherfuckers. This is not an act. This is not WWE wrestling. This is real life shit. This is real life shit.
Now you also need to know that he's a he's been busted for stealing people's credit cards and wallets and all sorts of filthy fucking shit over the years.
Walking that fucking walk. I got jumped by two dudes while I was walking around my neighborhood today.
Tonight.
Fuck with Cumia. Tomorrow night. Well, technically today. Tonight. I'll be doing the same fucking walk that I've been doing the same 3 years. It's not changing.
Does he have half a mustache?
I'm not a bitch. I'm not running from this, motherfuckers. Kumia? Get the fuck out of here. Your fake ass mafia. Keep doing your shit.
I like how I can't get a good signal. So is this like, I'm announcing that I'm still taking walks?
I just got back from the hospital. Literally just got back from the hospital. I'm fucked up right now, dude. I am fucked up. Because of YouTube and...
All right. That's it. So the second I saw this, the first thing I thought was, this is... what's the name of the guy from fucking Empire? Jussie Smollett. Jussie Smollett. I do not think for one second that this is what it is. I do not believe that. We're going to bring in Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. In theory. I told him I was calling this time.
Yo.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. What's happening, buddy?
I was just going over with the audience the Zoom hack thing.
Yes.
Okay. What is the second you saw this, what was your initial reaction to Chad?
My initial reaction was Chad probably was running his mouth. He's an obnoxious guy, and he went a little bit too far, and someone took care of business. And so he decided to use that opportunity to turn this into this narrative. And he loves to use the word narrative, but he's the one who's trying to create this narrative that these other podcasters are all beating up on him and bullying, and he's the victim in all of this, which is insane.
Well, yeah, that's what I think. Also, the second I saw it, I was like, come on, don't fuck with Kumia.
However, I went on Anthony's show yesterday, Anthony and Gavin McGinnis. I called it to those guys. And Gavin was bringing up some really good points. And so was Anthony. If you watch that first video that he claims he's back from the hospital and he just turned on the webcam immediately and started doing it, he's so dirty. He's got this dirt or grease underneath his nose. It looks like a Hitler stash. His fingernails are covered in grease. And there's no other marks on his face or anything. It's just the eye that's kind of swollen shut with all of this like grease and dirt around him. If he'd come from the hospital, they would have washed all of that off. And if he had gotten... beat up by two guys like he claims, I'm sure they would have hit him in the nose. They would have hit his other eye, maybe the cheek. There's just that one shot. So they're not even sure that he got into a fight.
Exactly. We don't know. And I think also his lack of a description of who did this, because he didn't really say who did it, right? He didn't say they were black. He didn't say they were white. I mean, if you have, unless he did, am I missing that?
They pressed him on Misery Loves Company later in the day, and he did say they were white. And the only description he had, he said that one of the guys had a chain wallet. That was the only thing that, of course, Chad would notice someone's wallet. I'm sure he wanted to take it.
Right, yes.
But, good thing it was on the chain.
Holy shit. People are suggesting he was just drunk and tripped and fell down the stairs. Has he ever stopped drinking? Is that still a thing?
Well, he stopped for at least a month, but fell off the wagon in February, and he claims he's only drank 3 times this year. Like, so you know, when an alcoholic says they've drank 3 times, multiply that by X.
Oh, yeah, that's a lie. I mean, take it from me. I'm an alcoholic, for fuck's sake. So, so Jesus Christ. This seems like it's all bullshit. Like the what is the deal with... okay, so he's talking about Kumia. It's all crazy to me because, I mean, I know Anthony's pretty popular, but he's not that popular, you know?
He doesn't have swarms of Proud Boy fans running around beating people up for him.
No, I mean, and Chad, and furthermore, no one knows who Chad is. No one.
Correct. Oh, and that's the funny part, too, is that Anthony doesn't even talk about Chad. The only time Chad comes up is when Chad calls into his show. Other than that, Anthony doesn't say a word about him, and Chad's been going after Anthony hard lately. So it doesn't even make sense that people would be like, oh, I got to stick up for my boy Anthony. He's so upset. Anthony doesn't give a shit.
No, he doesn't. And it's one of the funnier moments on the show. Like, if Chad calls, they put him right through. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And it's always fantastic because Anthony just kind of lets him punch himself out and just kind of Anthony, if you notice, when Chad calls, Anthony doesn't talk that much.
No, he talks down to him like he's a child. It's hilarious.
Oh, it's one of my favorite things. Oh, my God.
So anyway, but Chad, though, so he claims that the guys who jumped him and sucker punched him and beat him up. Oh, he was talking about how he thought he was going to die or he thought he was dead or something. Anyway, it's like, all right, it'd be a little dramatic here.
Oh, yeah.
But he claims that they said, don't talk shit about Kumia or don't fuck with Kumia. And so then Chad is going, you know what? I think they said that to throw me off the real trail because he was accusing Aaron from Steel Toe for sending goons. He brought my name into it. He brought up Chrissy and Frank. He's got these crazy, grandiose conspiracies that it's actually Aaron who's funding this operation, but he told the guys to say Kumia so that no one would know. It's like, dude, this is not a movie. You're an idiot.
Yes. Aaron, I mean, Aaron works very hard, but he's a poor fucker. He doesn't have any fucking money.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That guy's a walking fucking poverty thing, you know? I mean, Jesus.
Well, I said on my show, I go, look, for 2023, I've budgeted for new microphones, a new computer. My goons budget is zero. I have no money in my goons budget whatsoever. Maybe next year.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Is there any word that John is going to get back at it? Stuttering John? Yeah, so
John has said he's coming back on the show. Now, what's happening is Casey Armstrong, who he used to work with over at the Howard Stern Show, Casey was a producer. Casey has never said a word about Stuttering John up until about 3 weeks ago. And all of a sudden, Casey came on my show and he put out a YouTube video and he's calling out Stuttering John and letting everyone know what his job really was on the Howard Stern Show, which was just a call screener. Because John claims that he was a writer on that show and contributed all this stuff. And Casey's going, I was in the writing meetings. John was not. Interns wrote more jokes than John did. He had nothing to do with any of that stuff. He just answered the phones. So this has pissed John off, and he is claiming, I think he's calling Casey Herpes Boy because John's tweeting this stuff out. He's like, I'm going to be back with a new show to talk all about Herpes Boy and expose him. So that'd be great.
Isn't it, you know, if he had been had less of an axe to grind with Howard, he could still be there doing that. You know what I mean?
Not the current Howard Stern show, I don't think.
You don't think so?
No. Every time I try to tune into Howard Stern, I have this past week because he interviewed Kiss, and I was checking that out, and Dr. Agus, and I was checking that out. The show is so different now. It's such a slog. I don't know if there's a place for a guy like John.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Did you record a midweek episode this week?
I did, yes. I'm editing it right now.
What do we have? What can we expect on Who Are These Podcasts, which will probably be published sometime today or tomorrow?
Yes, it'll be out today. We review this show called Pod Gods, and this is a podcast about podcasts, except for they've lost their way. So when they started, they were a podcast that kind of covered the Adam Carolla universe, and now they just talk about the weather and movies they saw and a computer chip they want to buy, and it's nonsense. So that's the main story, but we also go into this whole saga with Misery Loves Company. I had Chad's friend, Ray DeVito, on my show. And then I went on Ray's show. And then Ray went back on the show with Chad. And they mixed it up and got into it. Got into a huge argument over it. And then after that, Chad, of course, you know, supposedly got beat up. So we cover that whole saga on the episode.
God, I love this. This is great. Okay, check it out. Who Are These Podcasts, wherever you download shows, and whoarethese.com, correct?
Oh, hold on, though. And the other thing I'll tease for you for the episode, if people are checking it out, Bubba the Love Sponge. You've heard that name before.
Of course.
So he's got some type of presence still going somewhere. And they decided to call up Opie. So they do a 45-minute long interview with Opie. And then at the end of it, they go, all right, well, I'm sure who are these podcasts? We'll be checking that out. Hey, shout out to WATP. And then Bubba, like, talked to me directly. It was like, hey, Carl, be easy on us. You know, we're old timers. It's really funny.
Oh, well, that's actually, that's wonderful that he did that.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
If they can recognize it, that's key, you know? If you stomp your feet and get pissed off, it's not going to work out.
Correct. I know, exactly. And I have a mutual friend with Bubba, and so I think he probably knows about us through that, but also some of the guys on his staff check us out quite a bit, it seems like. So it was actually very cool of him to be like, look, and I know your deal is that you goof on people, but, you know, you got to admit, I know my way around, you know, a microphone.
Of course.
This is funny.
Of course. All right. Hey, I appreciate the time. And that's just bizarre stuff with Zumach. I can't wait to hear more on your show.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, that's the other thing real quick. I'm sorry. I know you're trying to let me go. I just saw on Twitter this morning, all of the police reports are put out publicly. 24 hours later, there is no police report for this, so the plot thickens already.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that. That's one of the first things I talked about it with the Freedom of Information Act or whatever. You can absolutely track this down. Did he indicate that he has that he had called the cops?
Oh yeah, no, he talks all about how the police said that they're going to be looking through all the. What's the doorbell
ring door cam? Yeah,
all the rings in the neighborhood, and they're already like on the trail of a couple of different people that Chad thinks it might be. So yeah, he says he's got the cops all involved.
Oh, God, what an asshole! Holy shit! All right, give my best to everybody. Thank you for the time.
Thanks, Eric.
All right, buddy. Carl, from Who Are These Podcasts? On Chad. Chad Zumach. Holy shit. Okay. Don't go anywhere. I got to go potty. I'll be right back. Nikki says anyone else's feed keeps stopping. I think it's my stupid Manor town. Wi-Fi here sucks. Oh. Tufus says Mitch McConnell is in the hospital. I'm so happy. Yeah, I don't know if you can say that. He may be kind of a dick face, but I don't know if he can say, aha, he's in the hospital. Ryan says, request around the radio dial. Maybe, I don't know. All right, what the hell? The hell else am I going to do? Is she actually having sex when she sings?
Talk sports, and obviously when there's an animal involved, sort of a round of kind of way, you put it together and you have the Michigan Panthers. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yes. You want a mascot to be something that's usually mean and dirty and can pull off the trick. So we'll see if the Panther can do that.
The trick means a win, but you got to step up to the plate first. All right, 101 on Michigan Panthers, please. Who are you, Mike?
Well, I'm an ex-NFL coach. I coached in the NFL for about 34 years. I have been out of football for the last couple of years as a coach. If I've stayed in it, just involvement, just helping some people out, but not I have not been a coach. But 34 years in the NFL, and prior to that, 6 years in college. Primarily been a defensive coordinator. I was a head coach at the San Francisco 49ers for about 4 years, about 15 years ago. But otherwise, mostly a defensive coordinator most of the time. And just love to coach, love young people.
Is this the coach of the Michigan Panthers?
And the relationships and all those things. And I'm really looking forward to being the head coach of the Michigan Panthers.
Yeah, it is.
Tell me about the Michigan Panthers. What's your
now, it was supposed to be...
Well, the Michigan Panthers,
Jeff Fisher,
started.
But I think he quit
once before they were intact and doing their thing as far as
and now
spring league football. But
It doesn't.
Last year they came back.
Mike Nolan. That's the guy.
They were all located.
That's who this is. Mike Nolan.
They have four different sites in Birmingham.
Wow.
Canton.
I'm actually looking forward to this. I will watch some of this. Mike Nolan, I remember when he coached the 49ers.
To the other sites to play. So those are the four sites that the eight teams will play. We'll play forward.
I just wish that he wasn't being interviewed by her because she doesn't even know who the fuck he is. Says who the fuck are the Michigan Panthers? But if you had the Patreon, you know we talked about it yesterday. No, that's the USFL football team. Oh, Heart of Glass by Blondie.
Shop this week only.
The speed that Lamar brings to the table, along with Waddle and Hill, he's from the
steel. I make it all blush. And I make a young girl squeal. I wanna be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone.
And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad. Bad. Bad to the bone. Make a rich woman beg. A man and a man. George Thurgood and the Destroyers at Ann Arbor's Hill Auditorium back in like 1988. Oh, was I fucked up. I was so fucking hammered. I don't remember anything of the show. I just remember the signs and Destroyers on behind the band. I was barfing. Barfing in my seat. I'm trying to get it to come around again. Here it comes. I love George. Check, check, check. Come on, bring it around. It's coming. Any second now. Is it, I'll make a rich woman beg and a good woman steal. Young girl.
I walk the streets. Oh. Kings and queens have a side. Every woman I meet, they all stay satisfied. I want to be yours, pretty baby. What I see, I make my own. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad as a bone.
All right, that's enough of that.
Store today or looking at Xfinity.com.
Those were our heroes.
Not really on the first. You know that. The message is actually on the text that we send back to them.
Never shit on here. I want to hear Puddin.
Lays it out there. Yeah, we did it.
This is Puddin's MAGA hour.
Puddin told in an email that NIAID had a monetary relationship.
And that's it. Chris says, Eric, what's your huge opinion on the Lions being the odds favorite to get Lamar Jackson? Yeah, I don't know why people say that. I don't know why they are the odds on favorite to getting Lamar Jackson. They've made no comment about it, that they have no intention for or against. They haven't said we want to or we don't want to or we're gonna. They haven't said anything. So I don't know why they think. The only reason why people are saying the Lions would be a good destination for Lamar is because they have the cap room. Yeah, there is no way in hell they're going to do that, because that means they suddenly would not have the cap room. If they made him their quarterback, there is no way. However, I will tell you that if the Lions on their sixth pick in the draft, if the quarterback from Ohio State is there, still available, they may trade the pick. Because, you know, if he's available at six, he might not be available at seven. So someone at 8, 9, 10 who wants him, whoever it may be, doesn't matter who, they'd be willing to give up a king's ransom to get that pick, to get that dude. No, they're not going to bring in Lamar. They've got a great setup right now. Don't fuck it up. You know, you got to take it easy on that deal. Hey, hire me on Cameo, cameo.com/Eric Zane. I'd love to bust out a Cameo for you. Haven't done one in a while. Just raised the price on them too, though. So it's a little bit more expensive for you, but they're $20 a pop. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Whether it's a roasting, maybe workplace achievement, you want me to say hi to somebody, birthday, I can be as stupid or not stupid as you want me to be. I can tailor it to the audience. I've done these for kids, adults, someone who, whatever, just needs some words of encouragement. I can do it all. And I can do it live on this show, too. One take wonder. Cameo.com/Eric Zane. Thank you to the staff at Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV, 616-532-6600. My beloved son-in-law just took his car there. Got a bunch of work done on his car. And Jackie's like, why don't you just sell it? It's $1,500 to get that thing fixed. And I'm like, well, no, that's not, no. Why go get a car payment? Why don't you spend $1,500 and it can run forever? Keep fixing the car, ding-dong. It's better than a car payment. 616-532-6600 for Irvine's Auto Repair, Grand Rapids Hybrid and EV. Located right in the center of Grand Rapids. If you're in the area, take your vehicle there. Early bird drop-off, late bird pickup. Free loaner cars. That's an awesome thing there. Irvine, 616-532-6600. Kent County Health Department. Reach out to them if you need information about immunizations for the little ones going back to school. I should say going to school without being immunized is a bad idea. You can get all the immunizations. I cannot say that word. For little or no cost if you qualify. Reach out 616-632-7200 or go to the website accesskent.com/health. Oh my. You can tell I got the grogs. Not doing great. Phew. It isn't often that I feel this bad, but it's getting worse. You see, when you're talking, you're inflamed. You're causing inflammation. Married lunch lady, 31, accused of grooming 14-year-old Connecticut student for months on social media, and then actually sexually assaulting him in her SUV. What is it? What do we do the first time this happens when you see these stories? What do? You look to see what the teacher looks like. This predator, her name is Andy, A-N-D-I-E, is 31 and really likes young dick. She appears to be somewhat hot. Okay. Now that's rough. Okay. She's going after a 14-year-old dude. So she's taking advantage of the hormones. This is I think I said teacher. This is a lunch lady. You're right, Chris. Ryan says she's kind of hot, but there's a bit of crazy in those eyes. Look close. No, I agree with you. Oh yeah. Those are dead eyes that those are dead eyes that crave dick. Young dick. Those are young dick dead eyes. So not a teacher, just the fucking lunch lady. Police launched their investigation into Andy Rosafort, 31, after administrators at New Fairfield High School reported learning of a possible inappropriate relationship between an employee and a student. The father of one of the victim's friends told the administrators his child believed that their friend was sexually assaulted by Rosafort. At a January 13th party, the victim told his friends he would be back, but when he returned, his friends felt his behavior was off. You know, he probably had a wet spot on his pants. According to the affidavit, a student said Rosafort, who had been working as a lunch aide at New Fairfield Middle School, was always talking to freshman boys on social media. Oh, God. So not ninth graders. I mean, how the fuck can you be so fucked up? Reasonably good-looking woman. That you start talking to ninth graders. And you're married. God. The victim, Rosafort followed the victim on Instagram and told him to add her on Snapchat as well. I cannot imagine that. Being that young and then an adult is doing that to you. The victim told police he received a message from his eighth grade lunch aide on social media that said, "You want to see something?" Uh-oh. Rosafort then sent the kid a nude. The victim asked Rosafort if she sent this by mistake, to which she replied by sending more nudes. Mrs. Rosafort, you sent me a nude. Did you mean to do this? More nudes show up in the inbox. She then asked the 14-year-old to send her nudes of him. My God, if you're a hot chick and you're really into young dick, I mean, that is easy pickings. You have a 100% success rate. I doubt that there has ever been a time that a hot chick has approached a 14-year-old and said, "Hey, I really want to send you nudes." That a 14-year-old said, "No, this is terrible," and immediately ran to the police. They would never do that. She then allegedly asked the teen to send more nudes. For months, Rosafort would continue to send the kid unsolicited nudes and videos of herself. The victim told police she would also attend his sports games and send him videos of himself playing. Police used photo locations to confirm the victim and Rosafort were in the same location at the time of the alleged assault. According to authorities, Rosafort picked up the victim from a party at one of his friend's homes on January 13th, drove a short distance before having contact of a sexual nature. The victim told cops they felt uncomfortable following the contact and left Rosafort's SUV before returning to the friend's house. Wow. Cops investigated. They found explicit material. Rosafort turned herself in February 20th after learning there's a warrant out for arrest. Faces three felony charges, including second-degree sexual assault, enticing a minor by computer to engage. Oh, all sorts of shit. Released on a $100,000 bond, will appear in court on March 23rd. It's just remarkable that someone 31 years old, married, and young dick can make her do something so horrible. That is the power of dick. Dick can make you do these things. Or poon. My God. I don't know what is more damaging. A lot of money or dick or poon. We're going to say sex. Sex or money. What is the more powerful weapon? It's brought down nations. I don't know if that's true. I just said it. It's almost brought down presidents. My God. Getting some help here from Kyle as my voice is cooked. Kyle from Dumpster Divers. Let's kill with Kyle.
Eric Zane.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
I'm just doing my thing.
That's good. Driving at the office. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm driving, but I'm almost to the office.
Did you ever have a moment when you were in grade school or high school where a teacher was kind of hot?
You know, the funny thing is, here's what I'll tell you. Me and Blue, we just watched, for like no reason the other day, we just watched Matilda. You remember that hit classic from the 90s?
Yeah.
And so we were watching, and the fucking principal in that movie, Miss Trunchbull, I actually had a teacher in elementary school that fucking looked just like her and was just like, blood ugly and mean, and so I was reminiscing about that. But then in high school, there was like maybe two or three teachers that like everybody else thought was hot, and I just didn't get it. I didn't really think they were hot. So I never had the situation where I was like, oh yeah, yeah. Baby, this teacher's smoking.
Yeah,
other people thought so. It's just not my style.
Yeah, I was just covering a story about some chick in Connecticut who worked as, she wasn't even a teacher, she was a lunch lady, 31, kind of hot, and whole deal, relationship with a ninth grader, and pretty ugly. And
that is hilarious. Even I remember like in the 90s when that one lady boned that one kid.
Yeah.
It was like a big deal. And then like you hear the stories like every once in a while, you know, throughout the time. But I never heard a lunch lady was boning a kid.
Yeah. A lunch lady was boning the kid. It started out, the whole deal. You know, if I was a principal or a superintendent, and I would secretly, without telling anyone, go out of my way to make sure that every one of my staff was ugly as fuck.
Yeah, you're right. Like, probably something you can't say to the HR person at the school or whatever, but you, totally, I'm with you.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, if you hire somebody that's smoking and is questionable, then, yeah, you're setting yourself up for some shit, I feel like.
Oh, yeah. Can you imagine if you're like how much of a mistake that is if you're a superintendent and, you know, I don't know, the earliest you can hire, I would say 23 years old, you can bring in a hot teacher. And she can be just getting pounded every other day of the week because she's so damn hot. And they're only like 5-6 years younger than her.
Yeah. You know, let's give the lunch lady a little bit of credit, because this might be the first time in history that a lunch lady is in trouble for this. I don't really know, but she's like, yeah, you know, usually I'm serving these kids salads, but I'm about to toss one now. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly. Or like the janitor who's like cleaning up the puke and giving a kid a hand job.
Yeah, multitasking. That's job security.
Right. So, you know, you're right. This is the first lunch lady thing I've heard. But, God, man, that's the thing. You put hot chicks in the school, and then bad things happen. You got to go for all old, bad-smelling, ugly people.
Yeah, I feel like that's the way to go.
Yeah, and you got to pay them a premium. Like, you got to pay them like...
I never had that experience, but yeah, I mean...
Pay these women and men good money.
If you're a ninth grader, I mean, you're just going to go for it, because you're like, fuck it, dude, I'm 14. I'm going to, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
what
yeah.
am I going to do, getting snowballed? It's like,
yeah.
No, it's all on the lunch lady.
And when it comes to women and men, like a 14-year-old boy and a hot chick, that is 100% going to happen every time where he's gonna participate. And, you know, and if you have some creepy old guy, it's a little bit different. I don't think that if the chick is hot, I don't think any charges should be pressed against her.
Just like interpreting the law. I'm
right.
with you on that.
Yeah, if you're kind of ugly, you are going to get in trouble. But if you're super ugly, no punishment. Or, I mean, if you're super hot, no punishment.
Yeah, I'm with you on that, I feel like.
What the fuck? Did you just get out of the car?
Oh, shoot. Yeah, why is my phone's not disconnecting from the...
No, it's all right. It's okay. Yeah. All right. So I was just had a conversation with the audience about people are talking that the Lions should bring in Lamar Jackson.
You know, I was reading those same articles and like it seems like relatively impossible from like when you think about it. But then like you start looking at the cap numbers and what we'd have to give up and whatnot. And I'm like, you know, it's not too far off. You know what I mean?
I hope they don't do that. I don't want them to.
I'm with you. I mean, if we can keep what we had going on this season going on again, then yeah, there's really no point. But I mean, because I was reading this article that was like, okay, you trade 2 first-round picks for him, and then you trade Jared Goff to like the Oakland Raiders or whatever for, you know, kind of a massive haul coming back. I'm like, it could work out. I don't know. I'm not, you know, smart enough for that type of stuff, I feel like, but.
I think
it would be wild, that's for sure.
I think it can definitely work out for at least a year, but you got to understand there's going to be some players who've really earned their right to make a lot of money on the team, and we then won't have the cap room. So everything will get fucked up because of one asshole who it's the jury's still out on him and whether or not he can stay healthy. You know, he's one of those quarterbacks that runs around like a psychopath.
He is. But I will say this. And correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't pay attention to the fucking New York Giants, but I think, did the New York Giants just re-sign their quarterback for like $45 million a year?
Yes.
Yeah, see, and he's trash. So, I mean, if he's asking for 45 and Lamar Jackson is actually asking for 50, and then, you know what I mean, like Jared Goff's going to, when his contract's up, to if he's going to get close to $50 million a year, then I'm like, that's why I'm saying, like, well, it might work out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you never know.
I don't know.
What else do you got for me today, Kyle?
You know what? I got to fucking tell you. I can't believe I forgot to tell you about this. Like, this, I think this happened, like, 2 weeks ago, and I forgot to tell you about it last week, but it's fucking hilarious and is really goes to show you my luck, like, what kind of luck I have. So do you remember, like, 2 weeks ago when we had, like, that crazy windstorm where, like, the wind was just fucking whipping?
Yes.
So I went to get coffee, like, that day. So I was pulling over to the Panera on 54th Street by that Meijer over there. And so I bring my dumpster diver's hat with me because it's windy. And I'm like, all right, my hair's going to get all fucked up. And then I'm going to go into Panera and look like a wild man. So I brought my hat with me, and, like, I park, because the parking lot's kind of full, so I park, like, kind of close to the Myers gas station area, and I get out of the truck, and as I'm getting out of the truck, this lady with, like, a backpack is, like, exiting the Myers gas station, and there's, like, a guy and, a little girl kind of following her, and, you know, I just glanced over. I wasn't thinking anything of it. But then this lady just goes apeshit. She, like, yells. And, I mean, when I say yell, I mean, like, she, like, doubled her body over because she was yelling so loud. And she yelled, I don't fucking care. I want everyone to fucking die. And which is wild, right? Like, it's wild enough because
yeah.
I'm just, like, getting out of the truck. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? But as fate would have it, at that exact moment, a massive wind came flying through and blew off my hat. And it blew my hat off right at this fucking lady. And I'm, like, not too far from her. So here she is, like, flipping out and, like, having, like, I don't know, like a psycho moment.
Yeah.
And I'm running at her trying to catch my fucking hat. And I'm like, oh, no. Like, that's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, this hat's going to go fucking all
right.
the way over by this crazy lady. I was like, I'm going to get right up in her face to catch my hat.
Right.
And then she's going to fucking attack me. You know what I mean?
Maybe it was one of my former listeners, Sexy Voice Andrea. Did she have giant tits and a big ass?
No, this lady was like, I don't know. She had, like, a backpack on, so I don't know if, like, she was homeless or like a drug addict and got kicked out. I don't really know because the guy
that sounds like her.
And they
it's her.
Connected.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, so I don't know. So anyways, I'm like running at her. And then I was like, I cannot afford to have this fucking lady. Like, I don't want to get up close.
Right.
To her. So then I had to, although I'm now older and fatter, I had to like whip out my younger 20s athletic abilities.
Okay.
And you know, it was like chasing a chicken. So I'm like fucking trying to be all like agile and stuff. But I got a little bit lucky and I was able to scoop up the hat like 8 feet from her as opposed to, you know, getting all up in her grill or like running
yes.
past her.
All right, good.
And she didn't say anything to me, but she turned around like after I picked up the hat and like glared at me and then turned around to the guy and she yelled something. I can't remember exactly what she yelled, but something real mean with some F words in there. And I was just like, crisis averted, but that was just a wild thing that happened to me that I just had Jesus. To share with you.
Yeah. Holy shit. Thank God you got the hell out of there.
I know, dude. I was like, I mean, I don't think I've ever seen that before, but like this lady wanted everybody dead apparently. And I'm a human being. So I was like, I'm going to be fucked if I get over there.
Right. Right. Oh my God. Poor kids. Jesus. Holy shit. All right. Anything else going on in your brain? I'm feeling sick as fuck, but I wanted to reach out and say hi to you.
Oh, you feel sick today?
Yeah, I got a bad sore throat. It's killing me.
Oh man, I'll tell you one more. I'll tell you one more story here.
Please do.
That just happened to me. It is a another case study on the differences between men and women and potentially why. Men deal with certain things around the house and women deal with other ones. I'm about to get in trouble, I know, by any
okay.
listeners. But so here's what happened, right? So the other night, we were like downstairs and gonna let the dogs out and like all of a sudden we heard this loud ass fucking bang in the garage. And so Blue, she's like, I think somebody's in the garage. She's like, go check it out, and I'm like, well, the garage door is closed, so that doesn't really make any sense.
No.
You know what I mean? But I went out there anyway, and I'm, like, looking around and, like, nothing, no big deal. But then I tried letting the dogs out, and the garage door would only open, like, a foot. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So then, you know, I got it open after, like, the fifth time and then let the dogs out. And then I was like, I don't know what's going on. But in the morning, I did the same thing. So I'm, like, trying to, like, be a handyman and stuff. So I'm going out there. I'm fucking with the sensors. The sensors were okay. And whatever. So I told Blue, I was like, I'll research it when I'm at work and I'll figure out what's going on. And, I just so happened to look at the spring on the garage door. And when I researched it later, I was like, oh, the fucking spring broke. Right. So I had to, get somebody out there to fix it or whatever. And like the guy comes out and he's like, yeah, he's like, I'm not like, I can't tell the past or whatever. He's like, but I think that this garage door was broken before and your previous homeowner like fixed it himself. Cause the fucking guy, there was only one spring on the door and he's like, yeah, it's supposed to have two.
Yeah, okay.
And he was like, this spring's pretty shitty. And I'm like, okay, well that fucking sucks. And, so anyways, cause he was pointing out some other things that were like edited, but anyways, that's not important. So anyways, got the garage door fixed and it was like kind of expensive as one would imagine. And so anyways, I go inside and when it was done, I'm talking to Blue and I'm like, yeah, it costs this much. And she's like, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, you know, I mean, it's, you know, the springs are kind of expensive. We got the labor, you know, all the stuff that goes along with it. And, and this is what she says to me. She goes, I didn't think it would cost more than $50. I'm like, are you fucking nuts? Like, I'm like, $50? I'm like, you think someone's going to drive out here to Allendale? Fucking
yeah.
fix all the springs, all the labor for $50.
Yeah, I'm guessing
like,
it was.
I'm like, I dumped it first. I'm like, we don't even do junk removals for like less than $99.
No, you know what is she? What the hell is wrong with that? I'm gonna guess it was in the neighborhood of $500.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was in that neighborhood for sure.
Holy
and,
shit!
So yeah, anyway, Blue, like she was like just not distraught, but she was like, she brought it up like three different times. She, I just can't believe it. She was like, I thought it would be so cheap.
Yeah, she's...
And I'm like, this is why I stick to, you know, the house stuff. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yep.
I make sure the lawn's good. You know, I make sure that we're not watering too much. You know, we're watering a good amount. because Blue also thinks that it's very cheap to water your lawn. And I'm like, no, it fucking ain't. You know what I mean?
No.
So that was, we had like a little discussion. I was like, that's why I take care of this stuff. I was like, because if you would have did it and that guy came out and told you the price and you would have told him to leave.
Yes.
Then we would have fucking had a broken garage door for who knows how long.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Yes. That's keep her away from it. Keep her away from it.
Yeah. So anyways, that's the weekly happenings of your good old pal, Kyle. Just got to fucking bust the garage door because the guy that lived there before was a fucking asshole.
Dude, I appreciate you so much. Give my best to Blue.
I shall.
All right. I will talk to you down the road, Kyle from Dumpster Divers.
All right, dude.
Yeah, man. See ya. There you go, Kyle. Thank you. Awesome. God. Yeah, I can just imagine the cost of that. Holy cow. What a pain in the ass. More than $500, of course. Jeez. Just fill your garage with a bunch of crap and you will never park in there. Donut Dan says. All right. The Dungeoneers says, ho there, wanderer, stay thy course to indulge an old man. It's been nigh unto a 10 days since I've seen a soul walking this road. Sorry, I'm not going to get into that. Holy shit. All right. Good news. Dry erase marker. We will get into the asshole of the day in moments. Advertise with the Eric Zane Show podcast. Reach out, eric@ericzaneshow.com, if you want information. Thank you to Blue Frost IT, the managed IT service provider for the show. 616-285-50 for anything tech related. If you want to upgrade the tech in your business, 616-285-50. Thanks to the Mario Flores Lakeshore team of Van Dyke Mortgage. Excuse me. 231-332-6505. Great group over there. Anywhere in the U.S., 231-332-6505, with the exception of Alaska, Hawaii, Maine, South Carolina. If you want to reach out to them about getting a mortgage. Thank you. Yesterday's asshole today brought to you by TC Paintball was the state of Michigan. It had to do with education. Today's asshole today. Eric Zane Show podcast being heard by Australians. Senator Gloria Orwoba from Kenya. Jimmy Kimmel. Who's at fault? Motorcycle. Tiger Woods. Oh, dear. That dry eraser is dried out. That dry erase marker. We're going back to the paper and the Sharpie. Congratulations to Chad Zumach for winning Asshole of the Day. You've won the award, my friend. For Carl from Who Are These Podcasts. For, of course, Kyle from Dumpster Divers. Jimmy in Portland, Maine. And all of the dogs. I appreciate you listening to the Eric Zane Show podcast. Till next time, thank you. Have a good one, and bye-bye.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.